This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain Matt Bruce, as I broadcast live from our flagship station, AM860, the answer in Tampa, Florida, to great radio stations all across America on this Wednesday morning. And by the way, special thanks go out to our military men and women listening to us right now all across the country and around the world via the satellite. And another special shout out to our wounded warriors here for the SOCOM Warrior Games being held in Tampa right now through Saturday, and then the closing ceremony Sunday night at the Amalie Arena, 7 to 9 p.m. Now, let's not forget our first responders either, our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Border Patrol, our security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for the great job they do keeping us free and safe. And to everybody working on the Third Watch, everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch, thank you for what you do keeping America rolling along. All right, joining us right now, we've got the Colonel's Corner himself, Colonel Jim Warshook, retired U.S. Air Force Colonel. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, sir.
Let's say the pledge and get rolling. You ready?
We're ready.
I pledge allegiance,
to the flag,
of the United States of America, and to the Republic, for which it stands,
one nation
under God,
indivisible,
with liberty,
and justice,
for all. And we emphasize the two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God. Our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Colonel, I know we see so much going on in the world in which we live in. We just went through this tit-for-tat stuff with Iran, and some people said that the president folded the tent. Well, no, not necessarily. You live to fight another day. And I think the way you and I described it last week was it was an exercise to see what Iran would do, and we learned a lot.
That's exactly right, and we could probably sit here and talk about this for about 10 hours with this going on and a number of other things, which we'll touch on this morning.
Sure.
This is really revealing how what the impact is on Iran from the sanctions. This is really what that is showing in how Iran is behaving.
Mm-hmm.
Some key things that occurred that maybe a lot of folks didn't pick up on, but the biggest one was when they started out with the attacks on the oil tankers out in the Strait of Hormuz and the Gulf of Oman.
Right.
Was the fact that the Japanese president was there on behalf or partly on behalf of the president to mm-hmm. talk to Iran about coming to the table.
Mm-hmm.
The U.S., everybody said, well, we may have turned off the Iran nuclear deal, but Trump is the type of person who will sit down with anybody and let them show who they really are. And that's what Trump is doing here, is trying to get them to come to the table and see. And he's basically saying, you show us who you are. Don't tell us you're the peaceful, loving country that you claim. Show us what you're all about. And you should be, and he said it this week, you should be becoming part of the normal part of the world who wants to engage and do business with all the countries of the world. And so here you have the Japanese
right.
President there, and they fire on his vessel when he asked them to come to the table and talk.
Yeah.
That was a slap in the face to him, and yeah. That really started it rolling, really started to show what was going on. The shoot down of the drone, I tell people all the time, whether it's a drone or it's a spy plane, the minute they go on into a mission to do that, regardless of over their international airspace or over a country, they are subject to hostile intent because the act of spying is a hostile intent. And so, you know, we can anticipate that. So this started it off. The president said, you know, we're going to press on and we'll obliterate you if we have to. You know, it's basically saying keep it up. And that's where we are. The shoe is on Iran's foot to start walking which way they decide to walk, whether it's to the table or it's to future engagement.
Now, one of our favorite listeners up there in Valdosta, Georgia, listening to us on FM 92.1, is telling us, his name is John, and good morning, John. He's saying, our sanctions won't do anything because all our European allies are still doing business with Iran.
Well, our sanctions tend to have a little bit more hurt than the Europeans. Now, part of the P5 plus one, which were the countries that were signatories to the nuclear agreement, China and Russia, we've already factored in what they're going to contribute and what they're doing. That's a no-brainer. That's going on. The tough part will be for the countries, particularly Germany and France, and they're feeling the impact already, and that's who back channel the White House is talking with. So you have to look at the end state, what's really going on, and Iran is hurting. This is blistering their economy, and that's what they're watching.
Yeah, and of course, when they take a trip, when those Iranian diplomats take a trip, they can't get their money. They can't access their money outside the country because the U.S. put a freeze on all of it.
Yeah, you have to really dig in to look at the level and degree of the sanctions that are being implemented by which are done through our State Department. That's exactly right, Matt. That's where the real hurt is it's the type of and degree and level of the sanctions that are being put on. And these are some of the toughest. Some of these are even tougher than what we've been putting on North Korea.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. And, you know, the colonel does double duty here, folks. And we talk about the military aspects in the first segment. But coming up in the second segment, we'll be talking about his role as a chairman, as a Hillsborough County Republican chairman. And, Colonel, hang on. And, folks, we'll be right back. We're going to talk about this Jay Sekulow thing. And wait till you hear about the letter that Marco Rubio just sent to the Justice Department. Oh, I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. It's about to get real.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Finally, there's a way for you to get into the blockchain, the hottest financial sector without all the speculation. Now, enjoy a 27% annualized payment each month without the ups and downs of Bitcoin. Seen on programs broadcast on Fox Business News, blockchain data centers offer an equipment leasing program in the explosive digital asset marketplace. Inspired by entrepreneurs who sold picks and shovels during the gold rush, the money is in the mining equipment used to manufacture dozens of critical digital assets. Not a security, IPO, or note, blockchain data centers have a proven turnkey equipment sale leaseback program with a 27% annualized lease payment deposited into your bank account each month. Don't miss this one. Stake your claim today. Call 800-600-3388. That's 800-600-3388. These valuable lease contracts won't last long. Call now. 800-600-3388. 800-600-3388. Equipment offer poses a financial risk to owners. Consult with financial professionals before purchasing. Not an offer to buy or sell a security which requires an offering document.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, you know, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Mike Gallagher, you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. This portion of the Captain's America Third Watch, broadcasting to you live across the country from our station here in Tampa, Florida, is brought to you by our good friends at Moss, M-A-U-S Family Automotive. Now, Moss Family Automotive right now has got a deal where you pay nothing down and delay your payments for up to 6 full months with approved credit. Now, that goes for any new Chevy or Nissan that they have or any pre-owned vehicle in the Moss family inventory. So, you go to a special website to find out what kind of financing you qualify for without damaging your credit score, and that website is Moss, M-A-U-S, FamilyChevrolet.com/free credit check. Now, you will find out at Moss Family Automotive that they feature the largest selections of Nissans and Chevys in all of the Tampa Bay area, plus Southwest Florida, and they are the home, the original home of You Serve, You Save, which means all active duty military, all veterans, all first responders, too, save a ton of money. And now you can save at Moss and pay nothing down and have no payments for 6 months with approved credit. To find out more, check out what you qualify for at Moss, M-A-U-S, FamilyChevrolet.com/free credit check. And always tell them the captain sent you, because guess what? That's going to save you another $500 on your deal. Tell them the captain sent you. That's another $500 off your deal. All right, Colonel Jim Warshark is with us, and Colonel Jim also happens to be the chairman of the Hillsborough County Republican Party. And good morning, Colonel.
Good morning, Matt.
Now, we were talking about the different situations militarily. That's basically an ongoing situation. Stay tuned. There'll be more coming soon. By the way, we just had the USS Boxer with another MEU show up in the over there in the Middle East, which is making life a little interesting.
Oh, absolutely. We've got two strike groups there and additional aircraft. So we're keeping the screws on Iran. They know what's there. No surprise to them. They're used to seeing large contingents of U.S. forces in the Middle East. Of course, they know now the ones that are have recently arrived are all aimed at them. So
Yep. That's
part of the deterrence and part of the flexible deterrent options that our military has to push against them on.
Yeah. Now, speaking of aimed, there seems to be a bullseye right now that's being placed on John Kerry, former Secretary of State and former presidential candidate, former Massachusetts Senator, for very good reasons. He's one of the group of people that's been out talking to foreign countries, not the least of which is any importance is Iran. Now, Senator Marco Rubio, our senator in Florida, sent a letter to the Department of Justice asking for a John Kerry investigation. Now, how about that?
Yeah, that's exactly right. And Senator Rubio's position is to investigate Kerry over alleged foreign meddling in support of Iran, and he's calling for the investigation for violations of the Logan Act and for the foreign, what we call it, the FARA.
Yeah, FARA.
Act, which deals with foreign agents not registering. And, you know, Kerry may think he's still Secretary of State, but former Secretaries of State are just like any other private citizen. And if they want to go get involved in foreign affairs of the United States government, there's ways to do that.
Right.
One of which he has not been named an emissary or an ambassador or anything of that level. So he's heavily in violation, and he's, and as we talked during the break, he's in heavy violation of perhaps a few other acts that are out there, perhaps the Espionage Act, for what he's doing, and depends on what he is providing, what types of information he's providing the Iranians.
Now, this may go even further, because Jay Sekulow, whose organization, of course, he's one of the president's attorneys, he's also got his own organization, he said that new information that's come out under the Freedom of Information Act, coming from the Obama White House, reveals that new documents spying on Donald Trump are starting to show more involvement at a higher level than what we've already seen, meaning AKA right into the White House.
Right. What he's is going to reveal is just as Trump was becoming president, when he was in the president-elect mode, the Obama administration ramped up in violation of a number of directives and laws to spy on members of the Trump administration, to be the Trump administration to be, and this is where they caught up people like Mike Flynn and others, and were using the NSA to spy on American civilians, which is essentially what the law says you can't do. And They're talking about, you know, revealing. This is all going to come out in the FISA declassified reports, and this is all built on intent. What the Obama administration was intending to do in the minutes after he became President-elect Trump, that's what's going on here. That's the new documents that are going to be coming out to reveal the details behind that.
Well, the pimpy attorney of the porn star is being outdone now by this woman who surfaced to challenge the president and said, "Oh, he raped me," and then her story started to fall apart because she got on CNN and apparently made a fool out of herself. So now it's obvious that she, and I don't know why CNN fell for this again, it's obvious that she is not the person she says she is, and whatever happened never happened.
She's pushing a book. That's all I can say.
Yeah. But isn't it amazing how companies like CNN take these people and they stick them on there? Well, breaking news, a new story. And then when they get on there, they absolutely make a fool out of themselves.
That's why CNN's ratings are what they are.
I didn't even know they had ratings. By the way, this radio show on nights has higher numbers than CNN. I know that for a fact. I've seen the numbers. So there you go. And I'm talking about numbers on the Internet, never mind anything else. Now, the president is probably going to be eating popcorn and sitting in front of his television set watching this Democratic debate, which is going to happen, two nights of Democratic debate. By the way, they have more candidates qualified than they could have up on stage. You know that, right?
Right.
Yeah, so that's not fair to the other folks. Maybe they should have their own debate somewhere on the Internet or whatever. But here's the deal, okay? They are going to go after each other like sharks in a feeding frenzy, because you got to believe they're going to go after Joe Biden. They're going to go after Bernie Sanders. They're going to go after Elizabeth Warren, maybe even Kamala Harris, too, to try to knock them out or knock them down in the ratings.
Yeah, absolutely. This is going to be they will go after the old white guys and the one white woman first, and I'll say it that way because that's how the Democratic younger generation millennials are going to go after them.
Yep.
And then they're going to go after each other, and we're going to be getting to watch this, I guess, about every month for the next 6 months that they have their Democratic Party debate. So I agree, and get your popcorn if you dare to watch it.
Well, it'll certainly be amusing, right?
Absolutely.
Now, we have a situation where we just had money, $4.5, I believe it was $1 billion, for the border that was passed by the House of Representatives. I think it was late last night. However, with all the different add-ons and with the twists and turns that are in there, it's going to the U.S. Senate, where it's going to be changed by them, sent back to the House for any more revisions or additions, and it'll be changed again. That'll be sent to President Trump, and it's strongly possible, quite likely, that he'll veto that because of what the Democrats are adding to it.
Yeah, that's the game, and you know, I looked at it the other day when I saw that coming. I said, okay, this is just another test to see where the parties stand on it, and if he can get some more support from the Republicans, that's good. But the onus is going to be on the Democrats, and it will give him the final word to say, I'm vetoing this, because it doesn't help the safety and security of America, and it will be one more thing to hang on the Democrats' mantle, so to speak, mm-hmm. preparing and prepping for the 2020 elections.
Okay, well, Colonel, we've run out of time. I could talk to you for the next hour and a half. You know it, and we know it, but we've only got two segments. So, Colonel, I thank you very much, and we'll see you next week.
All right, have a great week, Matt.
All righty, Colonel Jim Warshak, everybody, and chairman of the Hillsborough County Republican Party, also retired United States Air Force colonel. And you might run into him at the closing ceremonies of the Warrior Games here in Tampa. All right, don't go anywhere. We're coming back. Brandon Ryan's the consumer quarterback. He'll be with us. He'll be right back.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Yeah. USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
New this hour, we learned former special counsel Robert Mueller agrees to testify before Congress on July 17th. He will sit before the House Intelligence and Judiciary Committees and answer questions about the Russia investigation. In other news, a huge insult lodged at President Trump by leaders in Iran who say the White House is afflicted with mental retardation. This after President Trump imposes brand new sanctions. An update now on the situation in Venezuela.
Special Representative for Venezuela, Elliot Abrams, says Maduro spent $209 million for an air defense system from Russia this week. President Trump has ordered additional humanitarian aid for Venezuela.
The USNS Comfort hospital ship and will dock at a number of ports to bring medical care to Venezuelan refugees and local residents.
I'm John Clemens.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
This is Wayne Allyn Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now Radio Show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. And this portion of the program brought to you by our good friends at the Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay. Now, Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay is part of a national conglomerate of 185 locations all across the United States of America. And they've got three locations in Canada, too, with two in France. You join here, you can be a member anywhere. But right now, you need to join down here. And here's more in our beach and boating forecast coming up. Alrighty, today for the Nature Coast, the Sun Coast, and all of Tampa Bay, it's going to be another one of those picture postcard beautiful warm sunny days out on the water. There'll be lots of sun. Winds are going to change directions around today, so it might cool it off a little bit. They'll be out of the north-northwest. Right now, they're light and variable. However, we'll have some gusts today up to about 10 to 15 miles an hour. Seas will be 1 to 2 feet eventually with a light chop. The Gulf and the Bay water temperature both at 90 degrees right now, and I'll tell you, that's steaming. Now, our low tide, 3:13 a.m. We have our high tide coming at 9:57 a.m. And keep in mind, The beach and boating forecast is always brought to you by our friends at the Freedom Boat Club. Now, the Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay is part of a national group of franchises. Now, the Freedom Boat Club itself has 185 locations where all across the country, and 3 in Canada and 2 in France. Now, you get $1,000 off right now, the one-time membership fee. Plus, if you're an active duty military member, a veteran, a first responder, active or retired, work in the medical profession in any capacity, or are a school teacher, you get an extra $500 off on top of the $1,000 for your membership fee, your one-time membership fee. And keep in mind, after that, all you're going to pay is a monthly fee. So, Freedom Boat Club, TampaBay.com, the place to go on the internet, Freedom Boat Club, TampaBay.com, or give them a call at 855-FREEDOM. That's 855-FREEDOM to find out more. And always remember to tell them the captain sent you. It will save you a bunch of money. I guarantee it. All righty. Joining us right now, we have the consumer quarterback, Brandon Rimes. Good morning, Mr. Consumer Quarterback, sir.
Hey, Captain. Good morning. How are you, buddy?
Not bad. Hey, have you got any plans to bring your little junior executive over to, say, the closing ceremonies at the Amalie Arena of the Warrior Games?
You know, I hadn't thought. It sounds like a good time, man.
Well, it will be, and you can take your Freedom Boat Club boat and park it up there by the channel if you want.
Oh, that's cool. When is that?
Sunday, 7 to 9.
Oh, cool.
Yeah,
okay.
7 to 9. It's going to be 2 hours. You're going to keep it pretty well regimented to the time. It's quite a ceremony. It'll also, if you can't go, I believe it'll also be broadcast locally on Bay News 9. And around the country, it'll be on the Department of Defense channel, the Dibbage channel, who's been broadcasting all of the games that have been going on live. And I've been on that network several times in the last few days.
Nice. Well, good work, man. We appreciate you doing that and representing for the all the veterans and the wounded veterans. That's awesome, man.
Well, that's what we do. Now, look, you know, I could go on and on and on about the economy. I've had a lot of people asking me different questions about different things that are going on. But I actually, again, on my cell phone, and I decided to take the call because it was a number from New York City, and I go, oh, I wonder who this could be. It was a 646 number out of New York City. It was somebody, a recorded robocall. This is the Social Security Department, and your account is being locked because there's been suspicious activity. Tell everybody, Brandon, you're never going to get a phone call from Social Security.
Right, yeah, or the IRS. And
yep.
You know, these robocalls are becoming more and more prevalent. You know,
obnoxious. Obnoxious.
Big time.
Yeah, and I'm telling you, I believe this is true. I hope I'm wrong, even though I've signed up for the program. I think the cellular carriers are selling phone numbers.
Hey, you never know. I mean, it's one of those things where the more minutes they get ran up, the more billing they get in a lot of cases. So that's a challenge. So, yeah, as a consumer advocate, there's a lot of things that we're doing to, you know, help people understand more about their credit improvement, their real estate, their mortgage, state and tax planning. So many ways that we help people with our radio and TV show, and we would love to help them, of course, with their real estate business as well, of course, all throughout Florida.
Let's just stick with this consumer thing for a second with the phone calls. What can you do to stop these calls? Is there one specific thing, or is it a series of things, or what?
Well, I don't think you can necessarily stop the calls. The challenge is that there's no accountability or no way to really hone them down to get to the root of them, because a lot of them are based with shell companies. They're shell companies that you can't really track. You know, they're going to track back to a P.O. box. You can sign up to opt out of your pre-screen opt out.
Yeah.
There's ways you can do that to minimize how much your credit score is going to be impacted and how much your credit is going to be dinged, for lack of a better word. But yeah, there's some things you can do there to try to opt out of pre-screening and get on the do not call list. That's definitely something you can do.
Well, I'm on that, and I'm still getting the calls.
Yeah, because, again, these guys, they don't have any accountability or responsibility, so there's no way to really track them or you know, the politicians, they can't really do much about it.
Well, I think they need to, because it's become, you know, again, I get calls from a lot of different people. Most of the numbers I recognize, and if I don't recognize them, I don't answer them.
Yeah, a lot of people do that, and then even to save the number as a block number, but the problem is they just call on another line the next time, so it's a real challenge.
The number will change by one or two numbers. It'll be the same area code. Then again, it'll be the same exchange. You know, like let's say it's 727241 whatever. It'll be another 727241, and instead of having a 9 up front, it'll have an 8 up front.
Yeah, it's the way those systems work. They plug in a bunch of data into these automatic dialers, and then they just go ahead and just plug people into them. And it's frustrating.
So tell us about, and again, I get out in my travels driving all around the area and looking at different things that are going on. I still see houses being built. I still see houses being sold. I see apartments. I see condos. I see brand new apartments going up because for the people that can't afford houses, guess what? They're buying they're renting apartments.
Yeah. And that's one of the things we talk about right now big time is that the renters out there are, in most cases, they're paying about 30 to 40% higher, for their living, for their dollars for their living expenses than they could if they were actually buying, the property through a mortgage, which we are at. The mortgage rates took a dip, so we're at 2-year lows, which puts us back to 40 and 50 year lows. So the rates are great when it comes to purchasing. And it's great opportunities for people, throughout the country, but really more so in Tampa Bay is where we're based, and it's just one of the hottest markets in the United States. Great time.
Now, tell everybody about this event that you've got coming up. What is it, a networking event?
That's right. It's Tampa Bay's largest speed networking event 2.0. This is going to be tomorrow night. So we're over 200 people registered for this event. It's going to be a great time. It's a free event, and we put it on kind of as a consumer advocate. We're doing it for our business partners or folks that we can, get involved with in the community to help them, make more money and make more connections. And it's going to be a lot of our radio show partners, folks going to be there. And it's catered food from Amici's Catered Cuisine. We've got bartender going to be on staff. We got DJ Yahoo, Salem's very own DJ.
Yeah, Yahoo. The Yahoo man. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it's going to be a great time. We got a lot of.
I call him Yahoody.
Yahoody, that's right. Great guy, and he's gonna be DJ, and we're gonna raise money for Children's Cancer Center. It's gonna be there's a raffle and tables, and the Bill Maher Beach Resort offered a weekend stay. That's gonna be part of the raffle.
Oh boy,
it's gonna be a great time. It'll be a great time. People are gonna be making a lot of connections. Captain, how many times do you go to a party and you see there's a lot of different people there, or a networking event, and you want to meet everybody, but you don't. Well, at this event, you will. You'll meet everyone.
Mm-hmm. Very good. And by the way, we're going to be doing something for the benefit of not only our military, but our senior citizens, and we'll be answering a lot of questions coming up, I believe you said in August, I think, right?
Yeah, I think we're going to push it to September, but we're going to pick a date very soon. That way we get more people back from school back to vacations. And we're going to do it big. We're going to do a big event for seniors, first responders, veterans, active military and first responders. It's going to be an awesome event. We're real excited to partner up with you on that one, Captain.
Yeah, and we're going to be over at American Legion Post 5. That's where we're going to have a most logical place to have a bunch of veterans come in there. So looking forward to doing that. And, of course, the job, the service that you perform with the people and how you help them out with their problems and all that stuff, it's something that not a lot of people do. There needs to be more of it, in my opinion, especially what I told you about the robocall coming in the middle of nowhere yesterday.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm not supposed to get.
Software.
Yeah. All right, well, Brandon, we'll talk to you next week. Maybe I'll see you on Thursday.
All right, buddy.
All righty. Brandon Rimes, everybody, the consumer quarterback. Catch him over in our sister station, AM 1380, The Biz. He's over there from 5 to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday. I'll be right back with more in our final segment here. And I might get a phone call from somebody from the Warrior Games. At least I sent out the message. Haven't had an answer yet. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. Captain's America Third Watch rolling on.
Finally, there's a way for you to get into the blockchain, the hottest financial sector without all the speculation. Now, enjoy a 27% annualized payment each month without the ups and downs of Bitcoin. CNN programs broadcast on Fox Business News, blockchain data centers offer an equipment leasing program in the explosive digital asset marketplace. Inspired by entrepreneurs who sold picks and shovels during the gold rush, the money is in the mining equipment used to manufacture dozens of critical digital assets. Not a security, IPO, or note, blockchain data centers have approved proven turnkey equipment sale leaseback program with a 27% annualized lease payment deposited into your bank account each month. Don't miss this one. Stake your claim today. Call 800-600-3388. That's 800-600-3388. These valuable lease contracts won't last long. Call now. 800-600-3388. 800-600-3388. Equipment offer poses a financial risk to owners. Consult with financial professionals before purchasing. Not an offer to buy or sell a security which requires an offering document.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issues, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is. Final segment of the Captain's America Third Watch for a Wednesday morning, and we hope everybody's having a great day. And I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but for those of you in Southwest Florida and Southern Florida, today we are all under a high heat advisory. Now, what that means is temperatures will be, on an average, 95 degrees or higher for the entire area. Now, as you get inland, it's going to be warmer than it will be along the water, but South Florida will have average temperatures approaching or going above 100 degrees, possibly to 105. They're talking about heat index numbers in South Florida approaching 115 degrees today in places like Homestead and possibly Marathon, Florida.
And right here in our area, we could have heat indexes approaching 105 to 110. Now, that's the index, not the actual temperature. So people with breathing problems, pets and whatnot, if they're outside, you want to make sure they've got water or they're in the shade. Please don't leave them out in the sun, because guess what? Dogs can suffer from sunstroke as well. People don't understand that. You know, dogs are people too. So think about that. Now, got to give you a quick look at the weather. I-80, Nebraska, Iowa, right now, you do have, and it's been there for a while, you have a line of thunderstorms and an active area with severe thunderstorm warnings and a tornado watch along, let's see, it's just a little bit west of I-29 right now, inside Nebraska, south of Omaha, but not by much, south of Lincoln, but not by much, and it's been there for a while, and it's going to be there for another hour, looks like, with conditions favorable for a possible tornado in that area of Nebraska. So if you're up there on I-80 or you're going I-29 up into Omaha, you'll see all the lightning as you're going that way. Be careful. And flash flood watches and warnings there too. Now, out west, the big problem tonight is the high heat that's out there and the fire threat advisories that are pretty much all across the state of Nevada right now, as well as the western part of Arizona, west of Flagstaff. Know that area well. And Las Vegas and the southern and eastern part of California, coming in on I-40 going across the high desert towards Barstow. Now, you've also got one more little area to talk about, and that would be in the central part of the country. Unsettled weather conditions along I-44 coming out of Tulsa, going east all the way towards Springfield, Missouri, and into, again, Fort Leonard Wood, Missouri. Okay, now what are you telling me, Flip? Okay, at 4:30 this morning, we had a wrong-way driver on the westbound Gandy Bridge. Tampa PD got him stopped on the Tampa side of the construction. No incidents. Well, that's very good, Flip, to know that. And, you know, I ran into one of those people. Well, I didn't run in. Sorry. But I actually had one of those people come at me one time, wrong way. And the first thing I did was I stopped. I got out of the vehicle because I didn't know what was going to happen, and I tried to get a license plate number, but I got a description of the car, called it into the police, and thank God they were able to get him stopped. So, okay, going east on westbound side, new. All right, okay, thanks, Flip. But anyway, this is what it is. Appreciate you, Flip, very much, and hope you're doing well. Now, the other thing that we've been talking about all night long is Jay Sekulow, who's heard on many of these same stations that are playing my show right now, has come up on some new information, and there are new documents that show more involvement of Obama administration people, and part of this is John Kerry sticking his nose in and out of the Iranian situation. Now, Senator Marco Rubio, and by the way, kudos to him for this one. Senator Marco Rubio has written a letter to the Department of Justice and Attorney General William Barr asking him to investigate John Kerry for his involvement in the Iranian situation, and has asked for a full-scale investigation. Because he believes, and I do too for that matter, and so don't many of you listening to this program, that there was illegal involvement violating several different laws over in Iran by John Kerry. And he's been stirring the pot, stirring the pot, stirring the pot, stirring the pot. And I have every reason to believe that he's still stirring it. So think about that for a minute. And what should happen to him? Oh, and by the way, the other news, the big news, and you're going to hear about it today, and we've been talking about it all night long. Robert Mueller agreed to testify without being subpoenaed in front of the Jerry Nadler committee. And he's going to do it on July the 17th. It'll be a media circus for sure. You're going to hear people ask how many times, different questions about words that are in there. Words matter. About, well, what did you mean by attribute? What did you mean by coordinate? What did you mean by assimilate? You watch and see if they don't start doing that. And just like picking out the stuff with, well, you know, it all depends on what the meaning of the word is. You know, old Slick Willie, remember that stuff? They're going to do the same thing. Now, I believe it's going to backfire on them. And here's why. This gives the Republicans a chance to go after the dossier. And the fact that it was fake. Who knew what and when they know it? Think about it. By the way, be careful what you wish for. You're liable to get a tag attached to you on Google. You know, go Google your name and see what comes up. Go Google your name and see what comes up. And depending on what you're posting on social media, and boy, you got to be careful with the hashtags you use and all that stuff, it could show up on a Google search of you. So think about that. And by the way, more polls now from the Pew Research. Pew Research is a leaning left poll coming out. According to Pew, most Democrats also view socialism positively. However, there is a higher influx where Democrats also have a higher opinion of capitalism. So I don't know really what that solves, except that it looks like as if, according to the numbers, the Democrats are pretty evenly split on whether or not they favor socialism or they favor capitalism. So it's almost 50-50, so I'll go with that one. So who knows? And by the way, another New York Times piece. You know, the New York Times is showing that they definitely are not aligned with the former Vice President Joe Biden. Another New York Times piece comes out going after Joe Biden for his dishonest portrayal of past progressive sins. Their words, not mine. Isn't that something? And somewhere between the goofy and ignorance that Beto throws out there a lot of different times. By the way, Beto was in the Tampa Bay area rolling along with some different things that were purely Beto, because when Beto talks, nobody listens. But anyway, Beto called Trump the most openly racist president that we've had in modern history. Really? The guy that's hired the most women than any other president in history. Think about that for a second. The guy that's hired more blacks, more Latinos. Think about that for a second. How is that even getting close to Beto? These people are just saying things, sensational things, to make it sound like as if they're got some sort of inside track on what's going on with the country. They don't. They don't. Beto O'Rourke could travel all he wants all around the country. But until he walks a mile in my shoes or your shoes, guess what? He don't know nothing. That's the expression goes. He don't know nothing. All right. Well, we're coming to the end of the program for today, Wednesday. And I look forward to seeing you folks out and about in my travels. Now, tomorrow morning, we'll have Bo in studio with National Aviation Academy. We've already got a couple of questions here. And if you want to add to the pile, just send me an email or send me a text or communicate with me on the Facebook page, and we'll get it out there for Bo to answer tomorrow. All right, we're going to go celebrate. And I'm going to go have breakfast. And I hope you guys all have a great day. Again, it's been a pleasure and an honor. The Captain's America Radio Show, Third Watch here. Captain's America Third Watch. I'll be back tomorrow. God bless America. Have a...
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$6,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.